This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Tight corn supplies might normally trigger a rally in the market, but so far, that hasn't been the case. Despite strong demand and dwindling stocks, futures prices have stayed relatively steady, and that's because while the numbers show a squeeze, markets may be confident that global and domestic harvests are close enough to ease the pressure. We're going to hear more from some iState ag economists, including Iowa State's Chad Hart, coming up next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
As we look at what's happening in the corn market recently, Joe Jansen's an ag economist at the University of Illinois and says the market is feeling the pinch. USDA has already lowered its estimate of last fall's corn crop back in January, but demand has continued strong through the first half of the year. Now, that should be enough to push prices higher, but Jansen says timing matters, and we're late enough in the marketing year that buyers are likely just trying to coast into new crop windows.
That's absolutely right. We're in a situation where when we get down to the end of the marketing year, things can get kind of highly variable because you know, there's this very like temporary short-term imbalance between maybe supply and demand in particular locations and at specific moments in time.
In other words, the futures markets aren't doing the heavy lifting. Instead, the burden falls to the cash market, where basis levels right now are varying widely. That's where local conditions and logistics start to dictate value and where farmers need to pay close attention. Chad Hart's an ag economist at Iowa State University and says farmers should be weighing local prices carefully as they decide how to clear out remaining old crop bushels. That includes monitoring storage space and thinking ahead of what could be coming up this fall.
I'm fascinated by, let's call it the strange trade that we're in. The idea is we're continuing to see export pace on old crop look really good. Will that translate for us as we're looking for new crop? Because we're going to need that international boost to work through these larger crops we think we're bringing in this fall.
The USDA's current national yield estimate is 181 bushels per acre for corn, but some private analysts are already throwing out numbers as high as 187. All eyes will now turn to the August crop production report to see how the season's expectations start to firm up. One of the biggest wild cards in the coming weeks will be the weather. August can still make or break yield potential, especially in key states like Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. While early season conditions were strong in many areas, the market is keeping a close watch on any signs of stress during grain fill, especially as we've seen some severe weather and some heat. A shift in outlook, either bullish or bearish, could spark more volatility as we approach the harvest. Another factor is farmer selling. With tighter stocks and strong basis in some areas, end users are trying to pry bushels loose. But many growers are holding out, either for higher prices or to prioritize space for incoming new crop. That tension between buyer urgency and seller hesitation is likely to continue playing out through the late summer, especially if the cash market stays active while the futures remain quiet. As the weather has become more volatile in the past weeks and a lot more heat, it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of this season plays out. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for the daily e-newsletter. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.